Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Trey Essex from the Snap Count Show, two-time Super Bowl champ, will be joining us momentarily. We were talking about horror flicks and sex scenes in horror movies. And we said that if you're in a sex scene in a horror movie, that at some point you're going to get it. Texter writes in, people who have sex in horror movies die. Austin Bechtold would be safe.
Oh, man.
Why would he be safe?
Man.
Trey Essex joins us now to talk football and get this thing back on the rails. Good morning to you, Trey. How are we doing today?
Good morning. That's one hell of a way to start off a Tuesday, huh?
I'm sure Paramount's thrilled with the read going right into an Austin Bechtold sex joke, too. So we're really just making everybody happy today. Trey, the Steelers, look, you got two division games coming up, a chance to get to 5-1. You've got the Chiefs at 2-3. They got Detroit next week. They could be sitting there at 2-4. The Ravens could be 1-5. Is the AFC ripe for the picking? And are the Steelers in a position in your mind to take advantage?
They have no choice. If they want to make any noise this year, they have to take advantage of this stretch. I mean, look, Cleveland's didn't take a bye coming from London. We get them at home. Division game. That's fortuitous for us. Obviously with Cincinnati and their struggles with Jake Browning. This is a legit chance to go 6-1 and really take hold of the AFC North because we got a tough stretch down the end. And this is also a chance for us to be not playing our best football and still hopefully get some wins and hopefully be playing our best football by the time we get into that meat of our schedule. So the Steelers have to take advantage of this stretch. They've been gifted by the schedule gods this year, which hardly ever happens. And so they have no choice.
Trey, on October 1st, you tweeted, horrible O-line play is becoming an epidemic across the entire NFL. I tend to agree with you, and I believe that the Steelers fall into that category as well. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that there is horrible offensive line play in the NFL nowadays?
Man, we can get into a whole dissertation about why that is, but long story short, they're just not getting enough practice, and it's all due to the CBA. The one position on an NFL football team that can't afford not to have padded practices consistently is the O-line. It's the only position where you have five guys that have to work in unison in order to be for a play to be successful. The only play where they got to be moving in the same direction in concert and hope to have a positive play. And so when they don't have that time in the offseason to acclimate, to get used to pads being on, and they're already, I mean, I think teams are already in shells. And granted, you get some work, but it's not the same. We had padded practices all year long. You know, I don't want to be that get off my lawn type of old dude, but that's just the way it was. O-line play was better when you practice more, and there's no way around it.
Trey Essex, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show, kind enough to join us, as he's been doing pretty much every Tuesday throughout the NFL season. Trey, did you see any growth in the Steelers' offensive line in Dublin?
I did. I really did, especially in the interior. I thought Mason McCormick had his best game as a Pittsburgh Steeler. I'm really excited about that kid. And when you see the guys celebrating, I saw him at the end of a play of a game where they just mushed the interior of the Minnesota Vikings. And you see Mason at the bottom of the pile signaling first down. I'm like, these boys are having fun finally. You know, they're not so much caught up in their heads. They're out there playing and not reacting. And so that was good to see. And when you have that, and then you have a bye week where you can build on that type of film, I'm looking forward to seeing what they do against the Browns, because it is going to be a tough challenge with Myles Garrett and company, and they're going to have to come up with their A game. But they have the blueprint, because they've seen a lot of teams be able to neutralize Myles Garrett for the most part, where he's not having such an impact on the game. So, yeah, I think they're improving. They're moving in the right direction. I'm not the only one. PFF is not by any means gospel, but they started out ranked like 28th, and now they're 17th on PFF. And so that's a massive improvement from them from an analytical standpoint, another data point. So that's good for them.
Trey, how do you think the rep distribution should go between Jalen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell now that Jalen Warren is healthy? Kenneth Gainwell coming off of his best game, clearly 99 yards rushing, you know, was really effective stepping in the number one RB role against Minnesota. How do you think the rep distribution should go between Jalen Warren and Gainwell?
I think it should go back to what it was before. I think Jalen Warren needs the majority of the carries. I was looking forward to him playing because I thought he was going to eat. And the type of plays that Gainwell was gaining good yardage on were right up Jalen Warren's alley. And he's just a tad bit more explosive, a tad bit more shiftier. And don't get me wrong, Gainwell played a great game. And honestly, I didn't know he had that in him. I thought he was strictly a third down back. I didn't know how good of an interior runner he was. He proved that he was very capable. But when it comes back to it, we paid Jalen Warren. He came into the year the man, and I don't think one good game from Gainwell changes that.
Trey Essex with us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I would urge all of you to listen to our show every day on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. And then when you're done, listen to the other shows on the Fan, and then listen to the Snap Count show with Trey Essex and Charlie Batch.
There we go.
It is big time NFL talk with two guys that you trust big time. The Browns love to play in the nickel defense. They've also got this guy that you mentioned named Myles Garrett, who's pretty damn friggin' good. And I think he had his worst game of the season against Minnesota and was still good. And he might be playing the best football of his career. Do you go with the extra offensive lineman again? Do you go with a lot of Darnell Washington again to counter what they want to do in the nickel? And also maybe you run the ball a little bit at Myles Garrett?
Absolutely. You go with whatever it takes to keep that man off number eight. You know, if you got to line up Spencer Anderson and Darnell Washington, that's fine. He can have highlights on his end showing how three guys block him as long as he's not making a play. You know, and I'm okay with that. Let's run the ball up the middle, smash him. Denzel Ward is probably going to be following DK around, and Denzel Ward is also a very good player as well. So, but I'm not going to go away from DK because of that. But I think our game plan needs to be what it was against Minnesota. Really smash him inside. Hope for some big plays from DK. Get him the ball early, because we started with the pass to open up the run last week, and that worked out well. But I think the focus of this game is to really pepper that inside of that defensive line. That rookie Mason Graham has been playing good ball, but get on him early. Neutralize Myles Garrett, and I think we have a good chance at success.
Trey, which team in the AFC scares you the most?
Shoot. After I saw what Drake May did to Buffalo, I was going to say Buffalo, but they look very beatable now. And looking at Buffalo's early schedule, I think they've only played what? They played Miami, New Orleans, two other teams that
Ravens.
Were less than 500.
Worst right team in the NFL, the Ravens.
Yeah. The Ravens, right. And so they don't have a murderer's row of competition when they were looking like maybe the best team in the AFC. Obviously, with Kansas City losing to Jacksonville last night, I'm going to throw one at y'all. I think the team that actually looks the scariest are the Colts. That running game, that O-line, they look dangerous. And Daniel Jones is playing his best ball. Honestly, the Colts look pretty scary right now. Jacksonville obviously showed what they can do against KC. But I'm no longer as terrified of Buffalo as I was to start the season. But everybody can get got. Everybody is gettable in the AFC this year, and it sets up well for the Steelers.
You talked about bad O-line play across the league. A team that looked scary early was the Los Angeles Chargers. They've given up 81 pressures the last three games. Meanwhile, Josh Allen faced 80 pressures all season long last year, which is just crazy. Speaking of pressures, Highsmith could be back this week against the Browns. Herbig has been so disruptive. And Doran, you said this a couple of weeks ago. You think the defense is better when Herbig's out there. So, Trey, what do you do? It's a good problem to have, but how do you divvy up the snaps between those guys?
Well, Terrell Austin better be in his bag this week. He has a plethora of gifts to choose from and be creative with. And there needs to be a way where all three of them need to be on the field at the same time without giving up anything in the passer run game, because they're both effective. I think Alex Smith is a better run defender, but then again, they've been targeting him in the run game. They've been running to the left to him and Cam's side. So it hasn't started out great this year. Nick Herbig probably needs to toughen up a little bit more, especially his pass rushing, but he's been disruptive in every part of this game. So he's earned his reps. Okay, he's done nothing but seemingly put up splash plays whenever he's out there. And it just looks different when he's out there. He is so explosive. They got to account for him, throw extra bodies at him. He always seems to be around the ball. So he has to be on the field. But I don't think you take away from Alex Highsmith. See what he can do to get on the field. See if he's completely healthy. But have packages where all three of them are on there at the same time. JPJ is back. You have pretty much the entire defense back outside. I don't know if Ramsey's going to play this weekend, but they should be able to do some creative things and get after the rookie quarterback.
Trey, you have to be feeling really good right now, and I have to bring this up. This Saturday, your Wildcats they travel to Happy Valley to take on a very vulnerable Penn State team. You got to be feeling pretty good, right?
I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, look, we beat up on you, Louisiana Monroe. We don't beat up on anybody, first of all. Like, everything is close. Northwestern mirrors a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers games because I can never truly rest on a Saturday. I was actually up there for my 20-year reunion. So it was good to have those good purple vibes going into this week versus a Penn State team. That's probably going to be pretty upset with something to prove, but still, they look beatable. They went against a UCLA team that I don't even know if they know who's coaching them on a week-to-week basis. And so, I'm feeling pretty good.
Trey, that's the key right there. Fire your entire staff and you're going to out-coach James Franklin. That's how that's going to work. Trey, I also understand, are you going to be in town this weekend for the tailgate?
How dare I not? I should have started with that, right? Yes, I am coming in town, bringing the family up. My first time my kids have actually been a game. They've been to the stadium before. So I'm looking forward to this. I will be at the terrible tailgate with the Steel Nation crew and all of them. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be talking to Arthur Motes inside the Great Hall. So I'm going to get my whole Steelers fix this weekend, man, and be in town. So I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. You can have a place to stay, Trey. You can just stay at Doran's house.
I like it. Appreciate you offering up Doran's crib, too.
Gotcha. Harry's got an extra bed as well. His girlfriend just left him. Thank you, Trey. Appreciate your time, as always.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Thanks, Trey.
Trey Essex is the best in... I'm serious. Check out the Snap Count show. I don't miss an episode. A lot of good ball talk between he and Charlie Batch. Trey will be there this weekend with another one of our favorites, Arthur Motes.
Yes, sir. I mean, I was being serious. Like, if you're a Northwestern fan, my cousin started 4 years from Northwestern. They're feeling pretty good about this weekend.
I can't tell you that I've been familiar with what Northwestern
did. It doesn't matter, right? Like, it doesn't matter. You watch that UCLA game, you're feeling like, oh, we could go in here and beat this team.
I mean, you ain't scared.
No.
You ain't scared. Would that not be... I mean, do you fire Franklin if they lose?
Yes.
Yeah.
At home to Northwestern? Absolutely.
Just real quick. Penn State lost to Oregon, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern lost to Oregon.
By like two touchdowns, right?
Mm-hmm.
A touchdown.
Three.
Oh, okay.
That was closer than the experts thought. Penn State lost to UCLA, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, Northwestern beat him 17-14.
Hey.
My God. How the mighty have fallen. Coming up next, Herbig, Highsmith, Gainwell, Warren. The Steelers got some decisions to make. Highsmith and Warren back at practice yesterday. How do the Steelers divvy up the snap counts? We heard what Trey had to say. We'll discuss it when we come back. You can chime in, 412-928-9370. Text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Net. You got Final Destination on here in the studio because it is Halloween season. And this chick's got her shoelace stuck in the escalator. All of her friends are dying around her. One buddy got sucked into a pool by his anus and his guts shot out the side. And she's all freaking out going up the escalator. Girl, take your shoe off.
Mm-hmm.
Take the shoe off. Is that not something you were scared about as a kid, though, getting sucked into the escalator?
Absolutely.
You know how expensive those shoes look, though? I mean,
it's not as expensive as a life.
But the thing about Final Destination is you can't run from death. So it'll get you in a different way.
Hmm.
At some point, if it's your time, it's your time.
That scares me.
And it throws everything off if you try to elude it.
I'd run as much as I possibly could. Put off the inevitable.
I think it's an eye for an eye type deal in the Final Destinations movie. That's so if how you survive.
If you escape, someone you love goes down instead.
Or you have to take somebody out yourself.
Wow. There's some people I could take out.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Would you like a list?
No.
Good.
Do not give me a hit list right now.
Thank you. That is a friend looking out for a friend. Also, speaking of which,
if
people are texting in, making sure that the lovely Jada did not actually leave you. No, I was going for a joke there because Trey has no idea.
I missed it, so I don't know what the joke was.
All good. People wondering why you didn't offer up your van for Trey to sleep in, since he'll be in Pittsburgh this weekend.
I didn't have a chance because you said my girlfriend left me, and I didn't know what else to say.
Fair enough.
Because that didn't happen at all.
Would you let Trey Essex crash in your van? 412-928-9370. It's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com.
Also, for the record, real quick, if you and I are in a horror movie, I have no issue.
Taking me out to preserve yourself?
Yeah, look, you're definitely going first if it's us three.
Get out of here.
I mean, I'm not going to, it would just be, it's inevitable. I think that you're the bait that isn't even actually the bait for us. Like, you're just, there's no fight you're going to
put up. No, I'm comedic relief. You need me.
If we don't have to take you out, survival of the fittest rules will apply.
So you're going first?
No. I'd survive longer than you.
There are usually, like in an original horror movie, like we are the characters. Like you have the token black guy. You got the comedian.
Doesn't that guy
funny
a lot
guy.
Of the time go first, though?
He does.
Well?
He does. You have the funny guy that everybody thinks is funny, and then he gets it. And then you have the
whimsical chubby man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My blind optimism, I think, would carry me through. We just need a woman now. A blonde-haired woman, and we'd have a crew.
My blind optimism. Can we make a pact right now that we're okay with sacrificing the others for survival?
That are in the building?
Yeah.
Like right now? Like the people that are in the building right now?
I'm even talking about the three of us. Like, we got to do what's best for ourselves
There's
and our
no
families.
Doubt. No doubt.
Although Harry doesn't really have a family, so it's okay if he goes first.
There's no doubt.
Mm-hmm. What?
Like Kale, like you can get take Kale out.
Oh, Kale's done.
Yeah.
Kale would go before me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
he might go opening scene.
Well, okay, but now we're going down a rabbit hole because, like, what if your family's involved? Because, like, I wouldn't want to sacrifice your daughters to save myself.
Well, no one's even putting that on the table.
Is that part of the pack?
I would bet money that my three boys will be able to survive longer than Crowley. I'd bet money. Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't disagree with that. They got abs. All three of them got abs. I'm skin, bone, no muscle, and I have no survival skills to speak of.
Crowley's the fight or flight approach guy. Run away.
Always flight. Always flight. This was a good talk about the Steelers running back distribution.
We talk about running away. That relates. Running. Running backs, running away.
Someone also writes in on the Twitter, nothing says morning sports talk radio like a 5-minute discussion of the various names for male genitalia. Thanks, Callis.
I only named two, but I could give you more synonyms if you want.
No.
We don't need that. He did say his personal favorite, however, was dong.
Dong, da, dong, dong. Right. Ding.
Is he back on caffeine?
No. I don't think so. Are you?
No.
No, there's nothing in the building.
My apologies for the digression there. When we come back, we will get into the Steelers suddenly healthy after the bye. Jaylen Warren practiced. After Kenneth Gainwell rushed for 99 yards and had 150 against the Vikings in Dublin, Alex Highsmith is back. And Nick Herbig has arguably been their best defensive player this year. So what do you do at two crucial positions? Good problems to have? Question mark?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the Fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@93.7thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact information, and potential dates. Details at 93.7thefan.com now. Brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, Pelman Electric, and Keystone Custom Apparel. Alex Highsmith back at practice for the Steelers yesterday. Jaylen Warren back at practice for the Steelers yesterday. Herbig and Gainwell, both great in Dublin. Herbig's just been good since he's been back in the lineup in place of Highsmith. What do you do at the running back position? We'll start there. Do you just give it back to Jaylen Warren? Do you do a 50-50 split? Where does young Caleb Johnson fit into the mix?
I think that you give most of the reps to Jaylen Warren, but I think that you can do a two-back set and kind of roll them in together and use, and just like, you know, even Jeff or anybody has really said that knows how Kenneth Gainwell plays and what he brings to the table, you could motion him out and let him run in the slot, let him run on linebackers, things of that nature, and have both guys in there at the same time.
Yeah.
But I think that the rep count goes to more Jaylen Warren than Kenneth Gainwell, because I think Jaylen Warren can – if Jaylen Warren was healthy, he would probably do what Kenneth Gainwell did.
If not better, I agree with that.
So, yeah, I think that Kenneth Gainwell will get his reps and maybe a little bit of an uptick in reps, but I think that Jaylen Warren is still going to be the guy.
I think you might give a few more to Gainwell, like you're saying, but Jaylen Warren's going to be your guy. You paid him. I think he's a better football player. Neither one of them have had considerable starting experience in the NFL, and good for Kenneth Gainwell, what he was able to do in Dublin. That being said, I thought the running game had more to do with their blocking up front, with Darnell Washington, with Spencer Anderson, the extra offensive lineman. And I think that this is something that they can now stick with going forward. Obviously, that was something that was particular with the Vikings game because Cleveland did the same thing and they had varying success with it. But why not roll with it again? You're going to take some of the stuff out that didn't work in the running game early. That's what you do in a bye week. You talked about that. Leading into the bye, I think you see what Jaylen Warren can provide. That being said, you're going to have to find out about Caleb Johnson at some point. You're going to need him to help you get out of a stadium. Running backs get hurt. Jaylen Warren has gotten hurt. Kenneth Gainwell has never shouldered the load for a handful of games before in the NFL. You also need to find out what you have in a third-round pick, and I thought that Caleb Johnson showed something.
So did I.
He had a 9-yard run. Yeah. He looked better than he had, I thought, in the preseason. He looked better than he had through the regular season. He did fumble in game one on the kickoff. He did have just a ghastly turnover mistake on the kickoff in the Seattle game. All right, so don't throw him out there on kickoffs. But I'd like to see the Steelers run the ball a lot, especially this week, because you got Myles Garrett. That's a great run defense, but I would rather run the ball than risk Myles Garrett ruining the game from a pass rush standpoint.
Mm-hmm. I think you'll see a lot of Caleb Johnson on the Thursday night game because it's a short week.
Doran, it's a great call.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see some. He'll probably get like five carries. No, he'll probably get like three carries. Probably be in there probably 5 to 7 snaps on Sunday. But I think it'll be a little bit of a more of an uptick as Thursday comes around when everybody's probably feeling sore and banged up a little bit.
You ready to laugh?
Mm-hmm.
Remember our over-under week one?
Yeah.
I said Kenneth Gainwell's going to get 8 or more carries. And you said...
Caleb Johnson.
Caleb Johnson. Did I just say Caleb Warren?
You said Kenneth Gainwell.
Oh. Caleb Johnson, I said, in that Jets game, it's going to get 8 or more carries. You don't draft a guy in the third round to give him 8 or more carries. You want to guess how many carries he has on the season so far?
He has 7.
He has 8.
Yeah.
I nailed that.
Yep. Nailed it.
Nailed it. And it's also discouraging that you and I both agree that he flashed a little bit in that Vikings game. 6 carries, 22 yards, 3.7 yards a carry. Behind the same offensive line that Gainwell was outstanding behind. So, hey, baby step, but it was a baby step nonetheless. Yes, Harry.
I mean, do you think he would have gotten those carries if Warren didn't get hurt? That's also a fact. You got to play in there.
Well, what are you talking about?
You talking about Caleb Johnson carries?
Yeah. He isn't listening.
What are you trying to say?
Would he have gotten as many carries if Warren didn't get hurt for the Vikings game?
He only had 6.
So would he have even gotten that many? That's what I'm saying.
He would not have, no.
Because you're talking about you made the prediction that he would get 8 carries in one game. And he's.
Do you think you've added something to this segment, my friend?
Yes.
No. Do you think you helped the conversation along there? Do you think that was a helpful chime in? On the Bechtold scale of interrupting, that would be a 10. Love you, Austin. Love you, Harry. I was surprised that he only got 6, frankly, in the game. Like, to take Harry's point and actually bounce off it instead of belittling him. When I heard that Jaylen Warren was out, an hour and a half before that game, and that was kind of a surprise. I know he was questionable, but I expected him to play. I thought it might have been more of a 50-50 split.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought 6 was a lot.
It's an opportunity to find out about a guy.
Yeah,
but and you also, wound up being right. I mean, they didn't give him much. They gave him 6.
Also, it's an opportunity to really, you know, put the nail in the coffin for a guy, too. Because if he goes out there within 1 rep or 2 reps and fumbles.
Oh, my God.
It's over.
If Mike Tomlin were the coach of the Patriots, Ramondre Stevenson would not be a Patriot. He hates fumbling like I hate Harry's interruptions. Just can't stand him.
For the record, I didn't really interrupt. I kind of looked, and I was just like, hey, I might have a point. And then you gave me the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Austin would just say things out of nowhere.
With all due respect, that's what you just did.
No, I...
And we love you, and we love Austin.
I came up to the microphone, and you gave me permission to speak. That's not an interruption. That's you saying, all right, Callis, what do you have?
Well, I thought you might have had something useful. And now you've interrupted twice.
No, you... you... It's you!
Is that me?
I have no clue what you guys are talking about. I have no clue what Harry was trying to say. I have no clue what's going on right now. I'm trying to think about the rep distribution of what Caleb Johnson's going to get on Thursday, not Sunday. That's where I'm at.
Thursday, he'll be part of it. I think you're right on that. And I think you mulch the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm really interested to see what the rush offense looks like against Cleveland. Cleveland's got a good rush defense. The Vikings, they had injuries. Clearly, they could be had. Cleveland had success on the ground. This is a step up. The Browns are going to win like 7 games this year at most, and that might be selling it way high. But I respect them. I think they're spunky.
You respect them?
I respect the defense. I think they have the best defense in the NFL, at least one of the few on a short list of the best defenses in the NFL, and I think they can have you. Now, that being said, they're coming off the flight. You're a 4.5-point favorite. Just take care of that. Just take care of that. Like, this is one of those classic college football schedule spots. They're flying from across the pond. You've been sitting on your couch here in Pittsburgh for a couple of weeks. You've been getting
UCLA?
Healthy. You've been getting right. That's right. They got the James Franklin built-in excuse here of travel. But I do think that matters. Like, I think the Steelers ideally wouldn't have taken the bye after Dublin, because now you got to go 12 straight weeks. But in the immediacy, it helps them, and it absolutely hurts Cleveland.
I don't think it does.
What?
But they're back.
I think any team that has a bye and they're playing a team that didn't have a bye the week before has an advantage. Now you're talking about international travel and on the road.
It's not on the road. It's 2 hours away.
It's in Pittsburgh. Got to get on a bus.
It's 2 hours away. It'd be different if they had to go to San Francisco.
All right, you're right. The Browns are winning. Yes, come out and say it, Doran.
I don't think it's that big
of
a deal.
Come out and say it.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. They're back. They're acclimated.
They ain't acclimated. You want to know why? Because I ain't acclimated. I've been back for a week, and I am not acclimated. Still got the Irish flu.
You think they'll drive or fly to Pittsburgh? They'll fly, right? Yeah, they'll fly.
You think they'll fly?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 12-minute flight.
See?
Hop on a bus. Drive.
Take three vans, too. Like an interrupt useful.
Shut up. Shut the hell up.
You've ever seen those shuttle vans?
Shut it. Coming up next, what do you do with Highsmith? 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Texter, I don't know what your deal is, Crowley, this morning, but lay off Callis. Is it that time of the month for you?
Oh, man.
Wow!
I like that comment.
And a full moon.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Harry, during the break, was like, wait, were you saying one thing? Because I thought you were saying completely the opposite thing. That's how that went. Alex Highsmith back at practice yesterday. Yes, Doran?
We're good.
You just want to
move on? Am I allowed
to
talk?
Is he allowed to talk, Harry?
You act like I'm in charge of this show.
Well, I'm getting called out for having my period, so. Might let you decide who gets to speak and who doesn't.
It's a safe space around me, Doran. You can say whatever you want without much judgment.
Good, Adam.
Well, I'm going to judge Crowley, though. He's not nice.
I would rather just play... Get out of here. I would rather just play Herbig like 65% of the time, Highsmith 35% of the time, than mess around with three linebackers. I love the idea and concept. We've seen them play with a bunch of stuff and screw around and mess it up. And I think let Herbig do what Herbig's been doing, and... When you get healthier and you get Ramsey in the mix and you feel like you've got all your pieces, if that ever happens, it is the NFL, I feel like then you can experiment. But right now, I'm going to take Highsmith off the field and I'm going to play Herbig more. I think he's a better player right now.
I think I would ease Herbig or Highsmith into it a little bit. I'm not going to say pitch count, but I would give Herbig the majority of the reps.
Yeah.
Ease Highsmith into it. I think I said last week that these two games aren't the games to experiment. It's the games that just go out and win, figure out a way to win. Like, if you're up in this game on Sunday, if you're up like 10-0 or, 14-3.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice. It is possible with the way they start games on offense. I would see what it looks like. Because you got to, in practice is one thing, but I would like to see what it looks like for maybe a couple times. Like, a couple packages wouldn't hurt.
You were up 14-3 on the Patriots. They were up 14, the good Patriots, by the way. Just thought I'd mention that. You're up 14-3 in each of your last couple of games. I can agree with you on that. If you get up a couple scores in this one, and boy, wouldn't that be great.
And it's third down and 11.
Now you get out the three pass rusher package.
Yeah.
And go
see what
to
it
town.
Looks like.
I'm fine with that. Because you've got the rookie quarterback on the other side,
exactly, too. Exactly.
Good luck, young man.
And their tackle's out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Their tackle situation is bad. Now, I realize I'm saying that as somebody that watches Broderick Jones on the reg, but their tackle situation at the left tackle spot might be the worst in the NFL. And if you get up early and you give a steady dose of Herbig and Highsmith, and you got Watt on the other side, and you got Cam Hayward, I do like the idea of that. And it's just so funny because Highsmith's the guy you'd play on earlier downs,
mm-hmm.
probably earlier in the game. And Cleveland wants to run the ball and protect the rookie quarterback with Judkins. But I just have loved what I've seen out of Herbig. He might be. He's been their best pass rusher. Like, he's not better than Watt. He's not better than Hayward. He's been their better pass rusher.
I think he's been the best player on defense.
I mean, he's you can make the case. You can definitely.
They have
make
two
the
good
case.
Problems to have, like at the running back spot and the pass rusher spot. Mm-hmm. They have really good problems. Like, it's a great problem to clearly have. To have that many guys, and it's like we got to play our best players and get them all on the field at the same time. Like, think about being if you're Terrell Austin and you're going into this game, and you know, say like 2-3 weeks from now, if everybody is healthy and you get Jalen Ramsey back, think about all the toys you could play with. It'd be fun. It's like going to Toys R Us.
It's like marinating a steak in mayo and ketchup.
You didn't have to ruin it.
I don't know why I did that. Jason Luckenfor is going to join us at 9:35. He was giving it to the Ravens yesterday, absolutely demolishing them on the afternoon show in Baltimore. He'll be joining us in the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The Chiefs lose last night. The Bills lose on Sunday night. Every team in the AFC North lost. Are the Steelers in a position to be able to take advantage of what is an underwhelming AFC right now? Vegas says no. We'll give you more details on that. We'll discuss when we come back. But first, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 70, low of 64. Hadn't rained in 10 days. Going to rain today, and we needed it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.